Plug those headphones in. It's time for Ireland's only interactive podcast, the multi-award-winning Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. If you are in the Portmarnock area, why not swing by the White Sands Hotel? The Oasis Bar, just below our studio here, is well worth a visit. They have carvery the weekends, they have live music on weekend nights as well, and a fantastic a la carte menu during the week. Great food, great atmosphere, great bar. Great staff. There's nothing not to like about the Oasis Bar here at the White Sands Hotel. And if you're from out of town, if you're from out of Dublin, and you would like somewhere to stay in North County Dublin, the White Sands Hotel is the place to come. So what do we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter? I'm hoping you can talk about this and talk about my topic with respect, writes Ahmed. He sent this to us on WhatsApp yesterday. And by the way, you can do the exact same thing. You can WhatsApp us at any time on 085 825 2626. Anyway, he says, I am a banquet waiter at, and he actually named the hotel, and I have been suspended from my job because I refused to work on Sunday because I was told it was a wedding banquet of two men, which is against my religion. So I told them no, and now I'm suspended from work. I explained to them that it is against my religious teachings, and they don't listen. Can you talk about this problem, please? And that is from a man called Ahmed. Now, we have spoken to Ahmed off air. He is too nervous to talk because he doesn't want to forever ruin any prospects of going back to that same job. Although I can't imagine there are many Ahmeds who've been suspended from a job in Dublin over a refusal to attend or work at a gay wedding.
Also, he gave us the name of the hotel, as you know, and asked us to ring them and get a statement from them, which we did this morning. We rang the hotel. They got back to us about a half an hour ago. And they basically said they don't comment on individual cases and that it is being, let me just read the exact words, it is being investigated at the moment. Now, we're not at liberty to say which hotel this is because...
Okay, let's just deal with the issue here. So Ahmed works as a banquet waiter in this particular Dublin hotel, and it is a Dublin hotel, and he found out, and I'm surprised actually, but I don't know how long he's working there, but I'm surprised this is the first time this has been an issue for him, because a lot of weddings now are gay weddings. But anyhow, he found out that the event on Sunday was a wedding banquet for two men, who'd obviously gotten married.
Yeah.
And Ahmed has said, no, that's against my religious beliefs. So has he got a right to say, no, I'm not right? Because if you think of something like...
Yeah, I think they were wrong to suspend him.
If you think of something like abortion, for example, doctors in this country are allowed to...
Abstain
and refuse to provide abortion services, and many do. On religious grounds or moral grounds.
I think they were wrong. I think he is every... By the way, I'm completely LGBTQ rights and all that. Mm-hmm. I regularly stick up for the LGBTQ community. However, he has every right to say no on religious grounds. And if you think that the hotel were right to suspend him, let me ask you this question. How would you feel about someone who is very, very Catholic being forced to meet on Good Friday?
Or somebody who's very, very Catholic working at a gay wedding, because the Catholic Church doesn't approve of gay weddings either.
What's his name?
Enoch.
So if Enoch was a wedding DJ...
Yeah. He might say, not having this.
Well, he would. There's no way Enoch would work at a gay wedding, would he?
Well, he can't at the moment. He's locked up. So he's not going to be working at any wedding.
But if Enoch, when he gets out of prison, if he decides to go into wedding DJing, by the way, great money in wedding DJs, isn't it?
Yeah, there is, yeah. Yep.
Huge money.
Absolutely.
You would imagine that Enoch is going to say no to...
So the question is, should you be entitled to refuse to work certain types of work because of your religious beliefs? So
100%.
Let's just clarify that Islam, which obviously is Ahmed's religion, isn't into gay marriage no more than the Catholic Church is. And he did
not... They take it a bit more seriously than us Catholics, don't they? I mean, I'm Catholic and I couldn't give a damn who gets married.
Yeah, but you're one of those a la carte Catholics. You're no more Catholic now than...
Than Ahmed is,
yeah.
Yeah, in fact, yeah.
Anyway, we would like to hear from you.
What do you think, Adrian? You seem very afraid to give your opinion on this. What's wrong?
No, I think he should have turned up for work. It's his job.
No. So you should have been forced.
I didn't say forced, but he should have turned up for work. It's his job. It's irrelevant what the ceremony was. All he has to do is serve plates.
Okay, so supposing that same hotel, was doing a tasting session for all the staff. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And they said to him, yeah, you got to taste this pork belly that we have on the menu. You have to taste this. Do you think he's right to...
You have to taste it. What job is going to say you have to?
No, shove that into you. No, but I'm just giving an example.
No, of course not.
Would you agree with a Muslim being forced to eat pork?
No, you
would you agree
you
with
couldn't
a,
force somebody to eat pork.
Okay, would you agree with a Catholic being forced to eat meat on Good Friday?
No, who's going to force them? The fact of the matter is, this guy was being forced to work at a wedding. Well, he should have worked at the wedding because it's his job. It's not his business what sort of a ceremony it is.
Oh, you're so woke.
All he has to do is do his job as a banquet waiter. Go around, drop the plate in front of people, off you go. End of.
Yeah, Alan is saying Ahmed is homophobic. LGBT and Islam don't mix. That's not necessarily true. Alan, I have friends who are Muslim and are very pro-LGBT. I just think it depends on how staunch Muslim you actually are.
Like, yeah, just for a bit of background, you were speaking to Ahmed earlier on. Yeah. He was born in Ireland. He's been living in Ireland. He's 21. He's been living in Ireland since he was a kid. His family came to Ireland from Iraq back in whatever it was, 2000 or 2001 or whatever it was, back in the day. But he was born here and has lived here all his life. But he was brought up as a Muslim and he has been suspended from his job for refusing to work at a wedding banquet. Yeah,
I think that's so wrong.
A gay wedding.
I think it's so wrong.
He should be able to say, I don't approve of this wedding, so therefore I'm not working at it.
You can't force someone to do something that's against their religious beliefs.
You're not. All you're asking them is to serve tables.
See, for me and you, that's fine because we're not very religious. Yeah. Mm-hmm. For some people, religion is a lot more important than
No, I agree.
Us.
I understand all that.
But I don't think you do.
No. It's not like he's been asked to condone somebody getting married. He's just been asked to deliver their dinner. Plonk the dinner down at the table and off he goes. Let me kick off with this WhatsApp voice note that came in to us from Riley.
Hey, lads, just wanted to come on and say there, it's against his religion, that's fair enough, or whatever, but it's not illegal in this country. Men are allowed to marry men, women are allowed to marry women. We've come a long way. If we went to his country, would we be all right to change all the rules and laws in his country? I don't think so. So, look, there's a lot of this crap going on and there's too much of it going on. People need to respect the laws and the way things, the culture and the way things work in the country that they're in. If I go over to Saudi Arabia, I can't kiss my wife in public because I'd be arrested. And I have to respect that when I go there. So, same thing stands here in my opinion. They should have to live and abide by the rules here. It's against his religion, it's against his teachings, that's fine. I'm not gay. I've no problem with anyone that's gay. I know a lot of gay people. It doesn't bother me, it doesn't faze me at all. If you're gay, you're happy, who cares? That's, you know what I mean, that's the way it is here. If he doesn't like it here, well then maybe he should go to a country where it's not accepted and work there. I think they were right to suspend him. In fact, I would have fired him. Because it doesn't matter what your beliefs are, you don't get to make the rules or decisions.
John, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, John?
Well, I mean, I just heard that guy there on before I came on here. Now, did he refuse to work at this wedding because he was a Christian or he had a religious...
Yes, it's because of religion. He is a Muslim, and as a Muslim, he didn't want to work at a gay wedding because his religion...
It's against the religion, absolutely,
basically, yes, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I think it sounds like the Enoch case again. You remember the guy who was in the
absolutely,
school?
Absolutely, yep.
Who wouldn't do the pronouns or whatever that shit was going on with. Yeah, it sounds like one of those cases again. It sounds like cancel culture. If you don't agree with it, we'll cancel you. And I think, no, the guy should not be suspended. If he, Muslim, Christian, it doesn't matter what religion and nomination he is, if he feels that that was against his religion to attend said event, yeah, that was his right.
Okay, but his job, he's a banquet waiter. All he had to do was, serve food to the people at the wedding. It's not really up to him to decide whether or not, this is a gay wedding, so therefore I don't want to serve food.
No, but here's the problem, Adrian. I mean, as a Christian today, I do not agree with the gay agenda being pushed on the Irish people, being forced on the Irish people today. And whether that gentleman there...
What do you mean the gay agenda?
The people today.
What do you mean the gay agenda being forced? What do you mean by that?
The gay agenda today, I mean, if you look at the gay agenda today, Adrian, I mean, at the end of the day, all this idea that everybody has to accept people who are gay, and people have to accept this, and people have to accept transgenderism, and people have to accept every issue that the woke liberals come up with. No, they don't. At this stage now, it's time for the people to stand up and say, I don't have any time for the gay agenda today in all its forms. And quite frankly, I fully support that guy in saying no.
Okay, so if you were in his shoes, if you had a job like his, where you're a banquet waiter at a hotel,
I would walk away. Yeah, I would say no way.
You also wouldn't work at a gay wedding.
No. There's no way. I think it's an abomination, and there's no way I would. My Catholic faith would tell me no, you can't do it, and I won't do it.
Well,
your
Catholic faith isn't going to tell you don't work at a gay wedding. The Catholic Church hasn't yet approved of gay weddings, of same-sex weddings. But it doesn't mean that your church would tell you you're not to work serving food at a gay wedding.
Adrian, I would not go against my religious faith. And at the end of the day, the Muslim faith and every faith in the world does not agree with gay marriage. They don't agree with it. There's no religion in the world that agrees with the gay agenda that's going on today. Muslim, Christian, Protestant, any of them, they don't agree with it. It's just a narrative that's being pushed today by the liberal woke left. And I have
the point has been made that we as a nation in this country voted overwhelmingly in favour of legalising gay marriage. Didn't. You may not have, but two-thirds of the population did, or two-thirds of those who voted did. You just have to accept that it is legal for a same-sex couple to get married and celebrate that wedding and have their friends and family at that wedding, and they should be able to be served dinner at that wedding.
No, the point there is there's a one-third, you mentioned there that it was to one-third of people who said no to the gay referendum today, gay marriage referendum today. I'm one of them one-third, and I will not. If I was in that guy's position today, I would not serve that wedding because it would go against my Christian values. End of. And that would be the way I'd look at it.
Okay, so you believe that this guy has every right to, on religious grounds, decline to work at a gay wedding?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
Do you not think...
And why shouldn't he?
Do you not think that... You know, we're in 2024 now. It's many years since we voted in favour of gay marriage. You're for the Dark Ages. That sort of attitude, your attitude and the attitude of Ackman is really for the Dark Ages.
No, there's no Dark Ages in it. The fact of the matter is this liberal left agenda now has said everybody has to accept what we say. Everybody cannot. You know, this crap of hate speech and all the rest of it. Oh, if you don't agree with us, you're hate speech. Oh, if you don't agree with immigration, you're the far right and all this kind of malarkey that's going on at the moment. The fact of the matter is this gay agenda has been pushed down school children's throats, Irish people's throats today, and the way I look at it is, if I don't accept anything, I won't, and I don't give a toss who's offended in the process.
But John, you're not going to go to, I assume you don't believe you're going to go to hell if you worked at a gay wedding.
No, I just don't agree with it, Jeremy.
No, but is marriage not a beautiful thing, even if it's between two people of the same sex?
No, there's no way. Hmm. There's no way. Okay, picture the scene here, guys, right? Picture the scene. Hmm. You hear it's a wedding, and you walk in, and you see Mr. and Mr. and Mrs. and Mrs. No, thanks. I'm out of there.
My two friends got married up in Newry a couple of years ago. That's before same sex came in here, and it was a great day. It was a lovely wedding.
It wouldn't be my day. Do you know, I wouldn't even attend. If somebody said to me,
John, do you know any gay people?
No, but here's the point. If I knew a gay person, I don't personally give two tosses about them, but if I had a gay friend that said, oh, I'm getting married next week, I wouldn't attend a wedding. And I tell them out straight I wouldn't attend it because my Christian values wouldn't allow me to, and that's just the way it is.
But if it's based on Christian values, now I haven't read the Bible because I believe it's a made up story, it's a fairy tale. But there's
Jeremy, you can't say that.
Well, you can.
Jeez, you just described yourself as a Catholic 10 minutes ago.
A la carte Catholic. But I'm saying there's very little mention of homosexuality in the Bible, isn't it? They said it once, didn't they? A man shouldn't sleep with another man.
Yeah, it was said in the Bible that man will not sleep with man.
But if you look up proper history, actual history, you will see that back in those days, back in the biblical days, they were absolutely having sex with everything, weren't they? They were having orgies and all that
stuff.
Yeah,
I was in Pompeii, and there's more brothels in Pompeii than there is in the whole of Dublin.
But here's the thing, Jeremy and Adrian. At the end of the day, I'm going by my Christian values and the scriptures.
Okay, you know, so you believe
what
you've done that anybody
2,000 years ago is really okay, but, not my concern today.
Okay, so what you believe is that people have a right to refuse to work, for example, at a gay wedding because they don't approve of gay weddings, basically. And this guy was well within his rights.
And again, Adrian, you brought up the example there about abortion, that some doctors agree with, you know, performing the abortion, some doctors don't. Mm. The fact of the matter is everybody has a right to agree or disagree with these agendas that are being pushed by the Liberal left today on the Irish people. I don't agree with any of that carry on today.
All right, stay there for a second, John, if you can, please. Our number is 085... 085-825-2626. In fact, I've been asked to play this message for you. This is David. I want to get your reaction to this, John.
Hey, lads. Good topic today. Just wanted to give my two cents as a gay lad. I've been hearing this all my life. I would say that I am an atheist now myself. That wouldn't be because I'm gay. There's various reasons why I'm an atheist. Part of it is because of my scientific background and stuff like that. But long story short, it wouldn't be because of all this talk about people saying that God hates gays and the church hates gays and all like that. If you actually read into it, there's nowhere in the Bible, even in the Christian faith, that it actually explicitly says God, like having sex with a man or being gay in a gay loving relationship is actually against the Bible. The funny thing is that all these people that go around saying this are actually the very few that actually read into the Bible. And me being an atheist, funny enough, I actually did read the Bible front cover to the back. So I do have quite a good understanding of what was said, and when it comes down to it, really, it's basically an interpretation that people have ran off with, and they've used it to push their agendas.
Okay, so Johnny's basically saying there is no real specific mention of gay relationships in the Bible.
That guy said that he read the Bible. He obviously didn't read it right. Because at the end of the day, it does say man will not sleep with man, period.
Stay there for a second. Let me go to Robbie. Robbie, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Robbie?
Hey, guys.
Now, Robbie, what did you want to say on this?
First off, I want to say to John, like, you know, in his Christian values, I'm so happy that, you know, we have a man here who approves of slavery, you know, which is obviously clearly outlined in the Bible, but we won't go into that. But he is right, though. It does say about a man will line with another man. In Exodus 22, or sorry, Leviticus 22, sorry.
That's right, yeah.
But, you know, it is, I won't go into the slavery matter because that's a whole new topic, but it is quite scary to see in 2024 you have somebody who does accept it. But on this topic in hand, if he doesn't like, he had a job to do. If he doesn't want to do it, fuck off. Simple as.
No, he had every right not. As a Muslim, he had every right to say, this is not my religion today. I don't believe
He's not employed as a Muslim. He's employed as a waiter.
Yeah, but the fact is, the Muslim faith does not agree with the gay agenda.
No faith agrees.
No faith agrees. I just said that a while ago. Yeah.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean they're right.
Robbie, if this particular guy, Ahmed, is particularly devout, he said he is.
Yeah, he would be.
Yeah, so surely you have to respect that. And if he...
In certain matters.
Okay, but then what's the difference between Ahmed not wanting
to... It's like a Burke case all over again.
Yeah, well, it kind of is.
Burke's a fucking retard anyway.
What's the difference? Robbie, I'm asking, what is the difference between this guy saying he doesn't want to work at a gay wedding and a doctor refusing to provide abortion services in Ireland? What's the difference? Because a doctor is legally allowed to not provide abortion services.
I don't agree with that. You know, a doctor's first duty is to, you know, care of his patients. If he doesn't agree with it, then get another doctor in. You know, and same in this case. You know, and I'm sure that doctor will probably get in trouble for refusing to do it. In the same way as this waiter has gotten in trouble for refusing to wait on an event.
So you believe that it serves him right being suspended?
You leave your faith or religion at the door when you come into work.
No, unless
you're a priest.
No, you don't. You don't.
John, listen, you've never read the Bible. The Bible is a book full of evil, evil shit when you actually read it.
Really? It's evil shit, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, do you not think slavery is evil?
What example did you actually go on?
Let me read one line from Leviticus chapter 20, okay?
Yeah.
If a man lies with a man as with a woman, both of them have committed an abomination, they shall surely be put to death, their blood is upon them. My Jesus. That's a bit heavy.
If a man lies with a woman, as with a woman,
well, no. It says both of them have committed an abomination, and they shall be put to death.
Well, that's
it. Also says if you walk on the Sabbath, you get put to death as well.
Again, I want to just deal with the fact that some people choose to follow and live their life by this book. How can you force somebody to do something that they are not in favour of?
Religiously opposed to, exactly.
How can you do that? That's the question.
Oh, me? You're asking me
yes,
that?
Yes, yeah.
Oh, sorry. I thought you were asking the other chap there. Sorry, say again, Adrian, because I forgot what you said.
No, you're grand. Okay, stay there for 1 second, John, if you can, please. Our number is 085-825-2626. That is the line out of the Bible. Now, somebody suggested Ahmed just had to pull a sickie on Sunday and there would be no conversation in this regard. We wouldn't, if he just rang in sick, then that would have been the end of that. 085-825-2626 is our WhatsApp number. More of your calls in just a moment.
It's Ireland's most talked about podcast, the only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
Looking for a new job in 2024? Recruit.ie, leaders in the recruitment industry and frontrunners of all the jobs expos nationwide, are excited to launch their newest jobs board. A fantastic platform to bring companies and skilled workers together. With a huge amount of job vacancies, it's the best place to find that perfect job that suits your needs. Simply visit recruit.ie to upload your CV and apply free of charge. Companies wishing to advertise their job vacancies can contact Brona at recruit.ie directly. Find your dream job today at recruit.ie.
Jonathan, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Jonathan?
How are you getting on?
Not a bother, thanks, Jonathan. Do you think somebody has the right to tell their employer they do not want to work at, for example, a gay wedding on religious grounds?
Of course he does.
Of course he
does. Very simple. Yes, of course he does. His religious belief. It's very simple. Like, that lad there, my question with that man would be, would he attend a child Muslim marriage? Would that be a problem for him?
Well, they wouldn't be allowed in this country.
No, I know not this country, but I'm saying, would he agree with that? Would he be okay with that? I wonder. You know, your religion, you can opt out of your religion for religious beliefs if you want to, I believe anyway. But I would question, like, you know, would he attend a child Muslim wedding?
No, that's a good question. But, okay, this guy... that we're talking about, Ahmed, who's the guy who contacted us in the first place. He is employed, by his own admission, as a banquet waiter. So his job is to serve the meal, the desserts, the teas and coffees, the glasses and bottles of wine and so on, at this wedding. And when he found out that it was actually a gay wedding, and I'm surprised it's the first time he's encountered this, he said, no, I'm not working. Now, do you know what I mean? He's not been asked...
It depends on how does he really believe in his beliefs. Like, if he does, then yes, he has to jack in his job and stand by his principle. And that's the way he feels about it.
Okay, and you believe somebody like that has the right to do that?
He has the right. He can do it. Look, he has the right to do it. If his boss is going to take exception to any action, is he going to stand by his beliefs and his principles and say, fair enough, that's how I feel, they are my beliefs. You know, he's entitled to his beliefs and he's entitled to his
obviously he's entitled to his beliefs. That's, you know, that goes without saying.
Yeah, but what I'm saying
to be bringing his belief into work to the point that he's refusing to serve food and soup and bread at a gay wedding, it's crossing a line, isn't it?
What I'm saying is we all make decisions and you stand by your decisions. If his decision is not to attend that wedding on religious beliefs, then he has to take the consequences that go with that. And if that means that he gets fired from his job, if he really believes in his heart and soul that it's wrong to go and attend that wedding and serve food to these people, then he has to stand his principles and say, well, then that's fine. That's what I believe. And you can sack me if you want to.
Okay, so should his employer have said to him, it's okay, that's fine, you take the day off?
That's to get up to his employer. If he wants to say that he understands he's a Muslim man and that's his belief, and he's raised the issue, then that's up to his employer.
But as we said, in this country, gay marriage is legally performed in hotels the length and breadth of the country. So
we voted in that referendum, we voted for that.
Okay, so...
I voted in favour of it, but where we are now in this country, when it comes to it, I fear I made a mistake.
Why?
The agenda and the ideology being pushed off all the back of this since the referendum, to my mind, is absolutely scandalous. What's going on in this country when it comes to children and schools and ideology and all of this nonsense? Gay pride flags flying up all year round all over the place. I made a mistake in voting for it. And if it was to happen again, I wouldn't vote for it again. I made a mistake, I fear.
Okay.
Because
so
since
when
the referendum, I feel it's all gone to pot.
Let me read a message that just came in, and it says, can you ask that gobshite, and I assume that's you, Jonathan, or maybe it's John who was on earlier on. If I refused to serve him in a shop or a hotel because he was a Christian, as an atheist, I disagree with his beliefs, so I am fully validated in refusing him based on not agreeing with him. In other words, if you walked into this guy's or this person's shop...
I'm not going to walk into a shop carrying a blatant cross over my shoulder. What kind of nonsense is that?
But the point...
You know, that's ridiculous.
Okay, ridiculous. Okay.
Ridiculous. I'm not going to be walking carrying a cross over my back, you know, pronouncing my faith all over the place.
Stay there
that's
for
ridiculous.
A second.
That's ridiculous. Ridiculous.
Okay, now, as a matter of interest, have you got a faith? Are you religious?
Yes. I'm a Christian.
Okay. And with that in mind, why did you vote in favour of same-sex marriage?
Because look, I understand that the world is changing and I'm all for equality. You know, I'm all for it. And look, like I said, I was all equality. I fear I made a mistake. I didn't put the reasons in. I didn't think about it too hard. I just thought, equality, why not? I know lots of gay people. You know, friends been to karaoke sessions with them, had a crack. Equality. But since that referendum, I fear in this country that the agenda that they've been pushing since then is scandalous. They're taking liberties all over the place. And your beliefs now are not allowed. You're not allowed to have your opinion or your beliefs. Or you're this, or you're that, you're a racist, or you're a homophobe, or you're a transphobe, or whatever the bleeding hell they want to call you. Purely because they don't agree with you.
Okay,
and
but is it not homophobic of this man, Ahmed, to refuse to work at a gay wedding? Is that not the ultimate sign of homophobia?
But again, like I said, he's entitled to make his decision. And if the decision he made, he didn't want to attend that wedding to serve these people food, he has to take the consequences that go along with that. If his boss says that's not acceptable, I'm going to sack you for that. That's up to his boss.
All right, stay there for a second.
He has to stand in his belief.
Okay, stay there for a second. I want to bring in Lorraine. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Lorraine?
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good, thanks, Lorraine. Ahmed has been suspended from work. Now, he hasn't been sacked. He's been suspended for refusing to work at a gay wedding ceremony or banquet on Sunday. What do you think of this?
I think he shouldn't be knocked for his beliefs. Do I agree with his beliefs? No. I voted yes for the gay rights and referendum. My brother is gay. I don't agree with his beliefs, but they're his beliefs. You can't knock somebody who has turned around and told his boss, I'm sorry, you can get cover in. I'm not comfortable working that wedding. You can't knock somebody for their beliefs. As that caller before me said, like, we're all being, if you go against one thing, you're homophobic, you're transphobic, you're like, you can't have an opinion in this stage and you're wrong. Like, I just think they're his beliefs. You can't knock him for having beliefs. Do I agree with his beliefs? No. But...
okay, but it's this notion of bringing your beliefs into the workplace. It's not like he's being asked to perform the ceremony, the marriage ceremony. All he's been asked to do is his job, which is to serve food at the wedding.
But I'm sure he knew before Sunday that this was a gay wedding. So maybe,
No, he did. He did. And he told his boss a couple of days beforehand that he wasn't prepared to work at it.
Well, then I don't see the issue. Like, if he arrived up on Sunday and copped it was a gay wedding and then went, shit, I don't want to do it. It's a gay wedding, and left them with no cover. But he told him a few days beforehand, I'm not comfortable doing this. Can you not get cover in for me? It's not like he left him in the lurch. It's not like he rang in sick and went, oh, I'm
no,
sick.
I understand all of that, but he brought his religion into work. Religion has no place in work.
But they're his beliefs. He must be a devout Muslim. He must be devout into this is his beliefs. He's against it. He doesn't want to do it. You can't force somebody to do something that you don't want to do. Like, you just can't. And as that kind of, like, you go against any of this, you're homophobic, you're transphobic, you're everything else. You just can't have an opinion and you're wrong. Like, everybody's wrong. So when do we all say, all right, we've all had enough now and we all have to follow each other like sheep?
So you believe that this guy is well within his rights and obviously you think he shouldn't have been suspended either for refusing to work at a gay wedding?
No, he gave his boss ample notice. Like, he gave him a couple of days to say, look, I'm not comfortable with this. Can you get somebody in to cover for me? And all the boss had to do was, yeah, no problem. And that's it. I just think he wasn't comfortable with it. Let him off. Like, you can't force somebody to do something.
But again, as I said to you, Lorraine, it's not like he was expected to perform the wedding ceremony and condone gay marriage. He was just asked to serve the bloody dinners, which is his job.
And Lorraine as well. You said your brother was gay. I would imagine now, when is your brother married?
No,
but if he does get married and he orders a cake from a bakery and the bakery says, no, not making cake for gays, don't like gays.
Well, that actually did happen up the north, if you remember. Yeah,
that happened for religious reasons up the north.
Yeah, you would be spitting. You'd be on this very podcast spitting bullets about the treatment of your brother.
No.
I wouldn't.
If you had, like, that bakery up the north, if their religious beliefs that they don't want to make a gay or a cake for a gay couple, I wouldn't. As I said, I vote.
So someone someone discriminated against your brother based on the sexuality.
It's their religious beliefs. Do I believe what they're saying? Absolutely not. Do I think they're wrong? Yes, but it's their beliefs. We can't all follow each other like sheep. If they were against it, they're against it. I'm not going to go up and bomb the bakery because we're not going to make my brother a cake. I've dealt with my brother being discriminated against and all the rest of it and being bullied in school. I dealt with all of it with him. I know.
So therefore, isn't a decision by somebody like Ahmed just adding to that?
It can add to it, but as I said, we can't knock him for having his religious... Like, look at this country going back, in the 50s and 60s, you couldn't be an unmarried mother, you were put in a home because... the nuns and the priests took it over. Religion.
Okay, so even though your own family member is gay, you believe that somebody like Ahmed has a right to say, I don't want to work at that fella's wedding.
It's his beliefs. You can't knock him for having beliefs. Do I agree with him? No, 100% I think he's wrong. Okay. But they're his beliefs.
Okay, stay there. Sorry, stay there for 1 second, Lorraine, if you can, please. I want to bring in this message from Keith.
Would he have walked out if it was two women? Or was it just the fact that it was two men? Gay people can do what they want. They're grown people. They're free and, you know, they won their rights in this country. Yeah, some of them are taking it to the extent of bringing it into schools and all. We don't agree, but fucking that shit. But... for a grown man to turn around and say, oh, I'm not going in there serving them people because they're gay, is no red flags going off for anybody here? No alarm bells, nothing? No? You need to open the fucking eyes to that one.
Voted Irish Current Affairs Podcast of the Year. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
Looking for a new job in 2024? Recruit.ie, leaders in the recruitment industry and frontrunners of all the jobs expos nationwide, are excited to launch their newest jobs board. A fantastic platform to bring companies and skilled workers together. With a huge amount of job vacancies, it's the best place to find that perfect job that suits your needs. Simply visit Recruit.ie to upload your CV and apply free of charge. Companies wishing to advertise their job vacancies can contact Brona at Recruit.ie directly. Find your dream job today at Recruit.ie.
Can I just read out a message from Alan, who clearly is listening to the show with a finger in his ear, because he shouldn't have come to Ireland if he doesn't like LGBT beliefs. Alan, again, if you were listening to the show, the man is from Ireland. He was born in Ireland. His parents aren't from Ireland, but he is Irish. He was born in Ireland, so he didn't come out. In fact, he messaged us. He's from County Louth.
The wee county.
So I don't know, are LGBT rules different, and should you go back to Louth? No.
And the other callers, by the way, that we've had on are Irish.
Yeah.
John lived all his life in Ireland, and he's a Catholic.
But Ahmed is Irish as well.
No, I know that, but what I'm saying is the implication is he's a foreigner, go back if you don't like the rules, but your John is Irish and doesn't like the rules.
I know, it's in the council. This fella's name wasn't Ahmed.
Yes.
And it was Fintan. Well, that's a stupid name. Give me an Irish name. Paddy. If it was Paddy instead of Ahmed, people would have a completely different attitude. It's ridiculous. It really is. You know, you can be Irish and called Ahmed. You do know
that. You can, yeah.
I mean, my daughter, my third daughter, second daughter, number three, kid number three.
Yeah. She,
her name is the least Irish name that you can possibly have, isn't it? I think it's an Egyptian name, actually.
Is it?
Yeah, it's Egyptian. And my other daughter's name is Norwegian or...
Well, that's Egyptian as well.
What?
Oh, no, the third one. Oh, yeah, the third one.
Sorry,
yeah,
the second one is Egyptian.
Egyptian, yeah. In fact, it's a city there.
It is a city there. And the other one is Norway or something, something like that. So you don't... Are people that fucking stupid that they think you have to have... Jeremy's not an Irish name.
No.
Sure it's not?
No, it's not. No.
So you don't have to be called Paddy and Tom in order to be Irish. You fools. Clowns.
Are you done?
Yeah, I'm done.
Okay, where am I going now? I'm going to line two and, hang on, wait, I press the right button and go there. And then it is John, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, John?
How are you doing, Jay? How are you doing, Jeremy?
Good, not a bother.
Very topic, actually.
Very interesting, yeah.
You know, sack him. Good luck to him. He's there to do a job. He's not. We don't. You know, I don't want to come back and I don't want to come across too ignorant about this. But I don't care where you're from or what you're from or what your religious beliefs are or what you know. I don't care. I really don't care. If I'm hiring you, I'm hiring you to do a job, and I want you to do that job. And it's as simple as that. And I think anybody that goes for a job, they need to leave their religion at home, Adrian, as far as I'm concerned.
Okay, religion is no... But what if it is the case that you just fundamentally disagree with the practice of gay marriage, for example, and it's against your religious beliefs, which is the case here?
So, you see, the fact, and I was just thinking about this, so what's Ahmed going to do in a week's time or 2 weeks' time when, say... You know, another couple booked at the hotel and are having their wedding there. He's going to, I'm not coming in again. Are you not? No. Okay, Ahmed. Yeah, it's religious beliefs again. You know, you can't be doing this for everybody, Adrian. We could not sustain a business like this, you know, and you have to put yourself in a business mind here. Imagine all your staff from different religions ringing up and saying, well, I'm not going in because I don't believe in that. It's not fucking happening, end of story, you know. Sack him. Good luck to him.
Now, somebody did ask earlier on where it comes to Islam. Certain sectors of Islam are completely against alcohol. I wonder, does he serve wine at weddings when he's working? I'm sure he does.
I'm sure he does.
Food waiters.
I'm sure he does. Waiters, of course he does.
Food waiters don't normally serve the drink, though, do they?
At a wedding?
I've been at a wedding in donkeys.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't know.
Yeah, no, they do.
Well, I'm sure he's not. I'm sure he's served alcohol, Jeremy, in the past. And, you know,
so you believe that nobody has any right to object to attending, for example, a gay wedding against religious, if it's against their religious beliefs?
No, I don't. I really don't.
And
I
you,
really
believe,
don't,
you believe you know, that Ahmed and people like him should be sacked on the spot?
Good luck. That's it. Well, get out. We don't have time for you. You
there
know?
You are, Lorraine. Sack him on the spot.
For having religious beliefs. But it's not like he left the Boston the Lurch and went there on the Sunday and went, sorry, it's a gay wedding, I'm not doing it. He told him a few days beforehand, so it's not like he left the hotel.
Well, what I'm saying is, Lorraine, what happens in the 2 weeks' time or a month's time when there's another gay wedding or there's another gay wedding? You know, it can't be happening, Lorraine.
The gay now that they know he's a gay
wedding. No, we're not going to start. Hold on for a minute, Lorraine. If I was running this hotel, I'm not going to start making... you know, I'm not going to start facilitating him and just because he doesn't want to do a gay wedding. If that's the case, just good luck. I don't have any time for that. I guess someone in that can do the job and that will do the job. It's as simple as that. It is as simple as that.
You can't force people to do something they don't want.
I'm not forcing anybody to do anything. They're gone. I don't think you heard me. I'd sack him straight away. He'd be gone out the door. Good luck, Ahmed. See you now. Good luck to you. There's thousands of other people that want your job, Ahmed. And that's as simple as that, Lorraine. That's all I'm saying. That's my point.
Okay, but, John, let me deal with something I mentioned earlier on, that doctors in this country have a right to a conscientious objection to abortion and can refuse to provide abortion services.
Mm-hmm. Which and I do know that.
Which many of them do. Or, sorry, many of them have refused.
Sack all them.
So, yeah, that's exactly it.
You see, the story here. You see, you can't sack a doctor because the fact of the matter is we need them. And we have a big shortage of doctors. We don't have a big shortage of waiters. There's plenty of waiters out there.
Oh, right. So,
doctors, as you say.
So sack Ahmed because he's a waiter, but don't sack the doctors.
That's a complete
argument. There's thousands. No, it's not. Not at all. There's doctors out there. These have these beliefs there well before. And they said that you wouldn't. Hold on. They wouldn't perform.
He says, I'm not doing your abortion, Lorraine.
There's thousands of places that don't agree with that. This has got to do with life. This is fucker serving a dinner here. He's not doing life here. He's not taking a life, you know. You have to understand that. It's not the fucking same principle. You're a child, will you? Stop that with that. He's serving a dinner here, but you give it over. But the fact of the matter is, as I said to you already, these things have been in place for I don't know, thousands of years that they believe in killing someone. And, you know, that's there. You know, we have to really... Look, another doctor's going to come in and perform your surgery. If the fact of the matter is that you're going to be aborting a child today, we know that. Just thousands, as I said to you earlier, there's thousands of others, doctors that are going to come in and do the surgery and going to do whatever they're going to do, as well as I say there. See, Ahmed is replaceable. Always was the, you know, it's the fact of the matter. It is where it is. We cannot be telling people that they can do this and that and bringing their religious beliefs into work, as I said. And Jeremy's right. You should be against this kind of carry on. Your brother's gay. It's not right. Well, then, how would you feel if this was his wedding? How would you feel if this was his wedding?
What do you mean, how would
I
feel? I'm not going to go. As I said to the two lads, when are we all going to stop being fucking sheep?
Sheep? It's not sheep. This is a fucking thing.
Your man doesn't want to do the wedding. Why?
So give him every day off as a gay wedding. Is that what we do, Lorraine? Do we give everybody off that doesn't believe it?
Why are we making him such a villain because he's refusing to do a gay wedding? Why are we making
him? I'm not making him a villain. You can just, there's other people out there that be doing the job. As well as Zach McDonough doing the job, somebody else will do it. And they won't be bringing the religious beliefs to work. That's all I'm saying, Lorraine. It's a very simple thing.
That's your opinion. My opinion is you can't force him to do something he doesn't want to do. You can't make him do something he doesn't want to do.
But he can't take a day off every day. Age is a gay wedding either, Lorraine. That's all I'm saying. You know, you shouldn't do that. You know, so how the hell does that operate? Like, you know, if people were to do that.
Okay, so you believe that if you're doing a job like a waiter, you have no right to refuse to attend work because of a gay wedding?
No, I don't, Adrian. I really don't. Absolutely not.
John, stay there for 1 second. I want to bring in this. Let's get a gay perspective on this. Let's listen to this.
I think the managers are just being ignorant. Like, if he doesn't want to work today, he doesn't go with his beliefs, then fine. Get someone else to do it. Give someone else a day's work. If you ask me, the managers and the couple are just being absolute fucking divas. Would it be the same if a fucking Catholic was like, oh, no, I'm not doing that day? No, I bet you it wouldn't, because it's... Oh... I'm actually so pissed off at this. The lad doesn't want to do it, fine. Get someone else to do it and let someone else get paid for it.
All right, thanks very much indeed. Alan, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Alan?
Hey lads, how's everybody?
What's your feeling on this guy being suspended from work for refusing to work at a gay wedding last weekend?
Yeah, look, that's his belief, that's his right. But it's also the company or whoever owns the hotel or the manager, they need somebody to work every single Sunday. If it's a gay wedding every single Sunday, that means they have to hire somebody else. It's going to cost them more money, they have to hire more staff just to cater for his belief. That's his belief. So why is he working in that industry knowing that there's going to be gay weddings and he's going to refuse? And again,
well, it's obviously the very first one he's come across, because this is the first time he's ever had to refuse to work.
Yeah, so like that's his choice. So get a job where he's not going to, I don't know, meet gay people. I don't know what job you're not going to guarantee to meet gay people, but I mean, I don't understand, like, he's upset. Like, if you had somebody, lads, that were working for you and they turned around and said, like, you can't work on a Friday, would you continue to hire that person, even though you needed that person to work on a Friday?
Okay, so as far as you're concerned, he should not have brought his religion into the workplace. He should just do his job, basically.
Absolutely. Look, if he wants to work in that industry, he has to deal with them type of situations. It's like any job, like, you know, my job, if I don't get sales, what's going to happen to me? I'm going to get fired. Same thing, if he doesn't do his job, you know, they're going to have to get somebody else to do the job. It's as simple as that. Like, but like Lorraine just needs to give her head a wobble. Like, you know, it's just, I just, people out there, she's like, oh, I'm not a sheep. Guarantee, like, that it's the opposite. I can guarantee that she is a sheep. And that's where she's getting all these mad, down the rabbit hole, getting all the, every topic you could ask her a question on, COVID, you could ask her a question on the election, you could ask her, and I can guarantee she'll give you the same answer as all the other people out there.
So again, you believe that this company was right to suspend him for refusing to work at a gay wedding?
Absolutely. Like, you hire anybody to do a job and they say, I can't do that aspect of that job. It's going to happen to you, regardless of your belief or anything, whatever your reason is for not doing that particular job.
All right, good to talk to you. Thanks very much indeed. Let me squeeze in a huge reaction to this as well. Sean has been on to us.
Afternoon, lads. How's it going? I think Ackman should do the job that he's employed to do. If he has an issue with it, personal issue, religious issue, whatever, well then quit the job, because you're going to have to be doing that stuff anyway. I think religion should be scrapped as an excuse to be accepted in the workplace. It's just a fucking, it's a fairy tale. It's as made up as bleeding Pinocchio. Either do the job you're employed to do or leave. Simple.
All right, Sean, thanks very much indeed. Greg.
Lads, this point doesn't really make sense to me, to be honest. Like, why is he a banquet waiter serving at weddings if he's against gay marriage? In this country, gay marriage is legal. So he had to know that there was going to be weddings that are going to be of the same sex. It makes no sense. I wouldn't apply for a job as a cruise ship captain, and then when it comes to doing the job, get upset that I have to go out on the water. Sorry, I have a fear of water, I can't do it. It doesn't make any sense. Go into another industry then, if that's your beliefs. Or go to a country where gay marriage is illegal and be a waiter. But coming over to this country, and in a country that's progressive, and then getting upset that you have to abide by our laws is nuts. So, yeah.
All right, Greg, thanks very much indeed. Neil.
Lads, I'll have to agree with John there. I'm only thinking now, yeah, like, you're employed to do a job, you're employed to do a job. I drive a taxi. I'm not going to refuse somebody on their religious beliefs, on their religious base, on their colours, around like that. I'm not going to do that, because this is my job. This is what I do. So if you're employed to do a job in a restaurant, you're not going to not refuse. You should not be able to refuse somebody because of the way they are. Final. End of. Cheers, lads.
All right, Neil, thanks very much indeed. And one final WhatsApp voice note. This is Emma.
I'd love to know if it was the situation where it was two Muslim people getting married and a gay person was working, and they said, oh, no, not working that day now. It's two Muslim people. They don't believe in gay people. Could you imagine the uproar? They'd be racist. They'd be sacked on the spot. Jesus, there'd be absolute murder over it. Like, so it should be the same situation fire him, fuck him, homophobic.
Okay, fire him, fuck him, homophobic.
I love that line, fire him, fuck him, homophobic.
Well, that brilliant was the line.
Emma. Brilliant, Emma.
You still believe he had a right to say, no, I'm not working?
I think he was wrong, but you can't force people to go against their religion. You just can't.
Thank you for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy. If you enjoyed the podcast, please hit subscribe or follow. Click on the little bell icon on Spotify. And don't forget, you can listen to this podcast wherever you get your podcasts. It doesn't have to be Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts.
What if you don't like the podcast?
What if you don't like it?
What do you do then?
Keep listening.
Keep listening.
Keep listening regardless.
You might find a good episode.
You will. There were 700 and something episodes. You'll find something to enjoy.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah, in fact, today's episode, I think, is episode 715.
Jesus.
715. So there are a lot of episodes for you to catch up on if you've missed them. Anyway, thanks very much indeed for listening. I'm Adrian, he's Jeremy, and our daily podcast is called Opinions Matter. Thank you for listening, and we'll catch you on the next one. Bye-bye.